Nothing about the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys, I know that.
#randomthoughts
y'all. Welcome to Craze Radio. That was Rico Barino with Followers, and I am Christy Love. On Twitter, it is Christy Love NC, and that's KristyLoveNC.
And this is your co-host, Son Yeezy. Please be easy. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Son Yeezy, that's at SONYEEEZZY. Same on Instagram, SONYEEEZZY.
Did you ever figure out whether or not you was going to change your name?
Oh, I guess I don't feel that way this week. I'm kind of feeling Son Yeezy this week, so for now I'll stick with it.
Okay. So what's
if
up, yo?
Excuse me? Yo, I didn't even know that was in your vocabulary.
Do you I sound gangster?
You must have had a hood nigga in your life.
No, I'm just feeling a little hip hop-ish.
Oh, okay. And is there a reason behind that? Is there something you want to tell me? Do you have a
star? Yeah, because I mean, well, we have a special guest coming in tonight, and he's all about hip hop. His name is Fame, FAME. Yeah, and
finally achieving my excellence. Maybe I can talk to him about a new name. Perhaps he can help me out.
Oh Lord.
Because so his name is just.
You want to name as great as he is, right?
Right. I don't know if I could, you know, I don't know if my name could exceed the greatness that his name holds, but perhaps he can throw me a bone. I could be like Fame Jr.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So he's supposed to come in at 7, call in at 7:15 and talk to us about his new project, his new album, Too Busy Dreaming. And so go ahead and follow him on Twitter. His Twitter is Fame is Hip Hop All Together. And his website is famishiphop.com. That's simple and easy, right?
Yes. And I have been listening to his mixtape, and you're on to something here.
Oh, I was.
You know how much I love a rapper or an MC. I don't want to offend him. I don't know what, you know, he goes by or whatever.
Right.
But something with substance, something for me to hear, something that can, you know, bring about thought and such. I can't stand to listen to. Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with, like, party tracks and tracks about nothing, but it can't be your
big
whole
booty hoes
entire album. Like, that can't be your whole get-up. Like, you just can't be that.
Right. Yeah.
You just can't do that.
I'm passionate about his project because, you know, like, I'm not a rapper.
No,
I don't like
not.
Rap at all, like, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the rap that I do like, it has to have, like, some singing in it mixed with the rap, you know what I'm saying, for me to even pay attention to it.
Or samples.
Yeah, or it has to be, like, to an old, you know, old Sobe, like, you know,
yeah.
The first, when Kanye West first came out, like,
oh,
most of the stuff
those
was,
were the days.
Yeah, we'll never get that back.
Maybe since he's having a baby, he can recreate himself again and bring us something that matters.
I hope so. Let's hope.
I hope this changes him for the better.
I hope so, too. Because I really, really miss, like, college dropout Kanye West. I miss that.
Yeah, I miss the old, yeah.
So, to all of our...
That's what I like to call the college dropout, late registration.
Right.
And maybe, perhaps, some people would throw graduation in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would. Some people say graduation was crap. Some people say it wasn't. Some people even say My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was good, but... Definitely, I give College Dropout and Late Registration, but too old, yay.
Well, you didn't name my other favorite, 808s and Heartbreak.
but you know my stance on singing rappers, so, you know.
Singing rappers,
I mean,
or auto-tune rappers? What you mean?
I mean, okay, I'm okay with a rapper who can sing, like, without any assistance, without any special effects, but... You know, this auto-tune, and now I don't even know what to call Future, what his voice be doing. Even though I like it, I'm not going to front. Like, it's, you know.
Turn off the light.
But you know what I mean? Like,
I feel
this Soulja Boy and his auto-tune.
Hey. You know I'm sensitive about my Soulja Boy.
I know you are. Shout out to DeAndre. Have he tweeted you back yet?
Hell no. And let me tell you, do you know this little nigga was in my dream last night? Like,
what?
I really have to get over.
I
got to get over.
Did you have to pay for him to show up in your dream?
$3.99.
That nigga about to
fill
your ass.
Oh, my God. Like, I have to get him off my mind because, yes, he was in my dream. It was like we were a couple in my dream. Like, he was my boo thing. So.
Like, did he introduce you to cocaine? Like, Cat Stacks introduced him?
Hell to the no.
Oh, wait, she didn't introduce him. She just exploited his whole secret.
Shout out to Cat Stacks. She's out of jail now, right?
I don't know, but you know, who is Remy Ma out of jail yet?
Who is who?
Remy Ma, you don't even remember.
Oh, nah. All you had to say was Nicki Minaj ex, and I would have known who you was talking about.
See? But, you know, when is, like, is she out? When is not? When does she get out? Like,
she got a little bit of time.
But it doesn't seem like, don't it seem like so far ago, like so long ago?
Just a couple of years ago.
We're going to have to research our research on the next break.
No, I'm not interested.
I really have. She has been on my heart. God placed her on my heart.
Oh.
And, yeah. So how many years did she get? She got 8 or she got?
It might have been 15.
Nah. It's definitely single digits.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say I don't care to know because I don't want to sound harsh. You know what I'm saying? Especially since God put her on your heart and everything. But
she's eligible for parole in 2015.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really looking that up?
What you have to understand is, you know, when I got into hip-hop, she was, you know, she was my, well, I don't want to say that. I don't want to do all of that. We'll just move on, and I just wanted to know when.
Okay.
If her parole is denied, she may remain in New York Bedford Hills Correctional Facility for Women until March 23rd, 2016.
Wow.
So 8 years.
Okay. Well, shout out to Remy Ma and the rap career that she had.
she's probably writing like a mug in jail.
No, she's not.
What do you think she's doing?
I don't think she wrote her. Do you think she wrote her material?
I mean, why is it that people are always questioning whether the females is writing what they wrote?
Oh,
why?
No, it has nothing to do with her being female.
I don't know where you're going with this.
It has nothing to do with her being female. She just doesn't come across as, I don't know. We're spending too much time on her, like, for real.
Okay.
For real. Woo.
Anyway, so what was we talking about?
I don't even know. This is Praise Radio.
Oh,
and I just want to say, you know, to our regular listeners, you know, who we do appreciate so much, You are used to this night being Throwback Thursday, where we play old school R&B, hip-hop, 80s and 90s. But as we stated earlier, we have a special guest calling in any minute now. So we had to take that opportunity and, you know, run with it, because I can truly say that Fame is now my... He's like my favorite rapper.
Look out. He's your what?
He's my favorite rapper or MC or listen. I mean, yeah.
We'll let him clarify. I'm sure I would be willing to bet my entire life savings, which isn't much, but I would be willing to bet that he is our MC. I will be willing to bet that classifies himself as such.
Yeah, he tells stories. I love his material. I really do. And if you want to call and talk to him later, whenever he does call, the calling number is 646-200-0883. And you can use that number to, you know, call and talk to us, or if you just want to listen on your cell phone or your house phone. I mean, if you got like free long distance and all that stuff, or Magic Jack or something like that, then you can call us and talk to us.
Right.
Did you get the number?
Did you get the number?
I did.
Let me give it
again. You
want to
give the number?
Yeah, let me give it because I like the way I give it.
Oh, wow.
I feel like I relate to the people with as far as numbers go.
Do what you do, boo.
It's 646-200-0883. Once again, that's
646-200-0883.
But
isn't that the same thing I said?
Say what?
Isn't that the same thing? I said it the same way. So what
made
it different?
Yeah, but I think that I feel like I say it different because I haven't memorized, and I feel like you might be reading it from something.
No, I haven't memorized. Why do I have to?
Oh, okay. Well, I know, you know, we'll talk about that on another.
Yeah, we don't want to argue about that because I'll switch the file up. 646-200-883. How about that?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of hot, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, so look, it's 7:15. And,
you want to cut to a track?
No, because his number popped up, but then it went away. So yeah, let's head to a track right quick, and we're gonna play. Let's go to the DMV since he's from DC. We're gonna play Wale and Tierra Cummins.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love, and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. Would it show no how to fuck up being?
Good girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smart nigga. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't want to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rap sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I deceive an ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon.
Is
hold
it up. Baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's still no how to fuck up being.
Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, and saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really say much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you win a time coach, shawty fall through, baby like a stay approach, how they caught you, all the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, feed gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, more, shower, Lord, perm, done, love, nah, card in the morning, cell number wasn't on, God.
Is it baby, I never made love, no, I never did, but it's still no how to fuck, I'll be a bad girl, I'll prove it to you, I can't promise that, I'll be good to you.
That was Wale and Tierra Thomas. Like, love that's it. Becoming my
I love
favorite.
It.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for introducing me to Tierra Thomas.
Well, her music, to Wale, you know, and the whole Board of Administration movement over there.
DMV in the house.
You know you love DMV.
Yeah, DMV, like, they have a special place in my heart, so. It's all good, though. But speaking of DMV, our special guest is here. And let me go ahead and bring him on the line. Hey, Fame.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
We're good.
And, oh, yeah. And Happy New Year to both of y'all.
Well,
same
to you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. How did you bring the
Happy
New Year in, though?
I chilled out. My man, one of my good friends, one of my best friends named Avery, he opened up a bar in the city on 8th Street. So it was kind of like a soft opening. So I just went through and chilled out with them, you know, like a family type environment. Not family type partying, but, you know, I knew everybody there. So it was pretty cool.
Okay. Shout out to Avery and his new bar.
Yeah, Avery's on 8th Street. Avery's Bar and Lounge. AKA Avery's on 8th Street.
Okay.
H Street, like H, like have, had, all that.
Like hip hop.
The letter, yeah, like hip hop. There you go. There you go.
Avery.
See, I'm off the dome with mine over here.
So, Fame, in case you didn't know, I know you've been listening in on us sometimes, but I am Christy Love, and.
Some Yeezy.
I am Some Yeezy.
See, he got it.
Please.
Yeah, y'all hilarious, man. Y'all some funny girls.
We try. So, Fame, go ahead and well, first of all, we want to know, do you consider yourself a rapper or MC or something else?
Honestly, I don't really get caught up in the antics of the names of it. I mean, I've been considered, you know, everybody will call you what they want. I've been considered both. I mean, in my opinion, an MC really takes the time with his craft, like, you know, really puts a lot into it. Not to say to any rapper, because it takes a lot to make even a bad song. So I'm not going to say to any rapper doesn't, you know, any artist, because rap is the art. So you're always going to be a rapper. But then since you have so many different types who just kind of just, you know, do it for, you know, just the hype of it or whatever, you get classified differently. But in my opinion, I feel like, you know, if you're going to be considered an MC, you're going to be somebody that, you know, put a lot into your work, a lot of life into your work, and you kind of take it seriously. It's not really just, of course, we're all in it. We all want to make some money, but it'd be great to change lives in a great way while you do it, too. So, in my opinion, I think an MC.
So, we can classify you as an MC.
Yeah,
right.
Man, go ahead.
Yeah.
If that fits, then, you know, if that suit fits me, I'll wear it. But
that
like
fits.
I said, honestly, I'm just an artist that, you know, likes to make great music. So that's all I really care about at the end of the day.
Yeah, because you tell stories, and it's like listening to your whole mixtape, Too Busy Dreaming, that's on datpiff.com, by the way. It's like from the beginning to the end, I'm captivated. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of the stories you tell, it's like I'm there. So,
well, I'm glad you caught it like that. I mean, I actually, that was the plan when I did it. It was like I wanted to have a conceptual project because at one point I had songs, you know, just all over the place. Like, I know how to make a turn-up record. It's not that I'm a stranger to it, but it was all over the place. And then finally, you know, it takes to be in certain places and different events to take place in your life to shape the music you make when you really speak truth, you know, from your life. So it kind of shaped itself that way. So that was my plan when I sat down with it. I said, I want somebody to sit down and just be kind of like in my world for that hour or whatever you're listening to it. I wanted you to be there so that when you left, you felt like you knew me.
I was there.
A little bit. See? You're
and
good
I,
listening.
I think I think I know you.
Wait a minute.
We BFFs now?
You're going to be in her dreams tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I haven't come across I don't want to call you a rapper, but I have.
Why do y'all have this thing against rappers?
we really do have a thing against rappers because I think that I personally feel like the hip hop is so diluted now, you know, and I think that rappers are responsible for the demise. So that's why we're upset. We have a problem.
Big booty hoes. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have your entertainers, so I mean, it has to be room for that though, because if everybody, it allows you to appreciate the people who do it differently.
Yeah, true. But some people just ain't even. It ain't even entertaining. It's just like, somebody.
Like, who are you and where did you come from? And can you please go back?
Right. Some people just don't even deserve the title entertainer, rapper, or anything in between. It's just, I understand the purpose of, you know, the party track, the turn up track, the hype track, the song about nothing, but some people just take it too far.
So Too Busy Dreaming was kind of like it had a theme, or it was like the soundtrack to having goals and dreams and, you know, like the road to achieving your dreams. So what will be the next project?
You know what, I'm honestly up in the air whether or not I want to do like a shorter project next, like maybe like a 6 or 7 song EP before I do the next, you know, the next full length type album. I'm on the fence about it right now. I haven't, you know, quite tailored the idea for the next project yet, whether it'll be like a, you know, still Too Busy Dreaming type of project or if I'm going to take it a whole nother direction. I haven't really sat down with that one long enough yet. I have started working on new tracks, but I haven't really honed in on exactly what I want to do next.
Okay. I'm
really trying to enjoy the success of this project. Like, just the feedback I've been getting is priceless.
Yeah, this is going to be, this is classic, like.
Yeah, I feel that. I got that vibe, too.
It's classic.
And see, we all, when every MC, rapper, whatever you want to call it, whenever you sit down, well, at least I'll say, whenever someone really, really, you know, enjoys their craft and they love it and, you know, you're putting your life into it, those are the types of words you want to hear. Stuff classic, timeless. You know, any of that, just this quality, whatever you, any of those words, those trigger words, are like, you know, those words get me high.
Okay. So what, the tracks that you have on this particular project, like, how long were you working on those? Like, did you have some from back in the day and then some recent stuff, or like, what period of time, how long did it take you to accomplish this Too Busy Dreaming?
I'll say there were a few breaks in between Too Busy Dreaming. So a lot of those tracks date, some of those tracks, like Fortune of Fame is one of them. That track dates back almost 2 years now, pretty much. We are in a new year. because I had some tracks, and, you know, like I said, I had things all over the place, and I just wasn't sure what I was going to do. So some of the lyrics, some of the songs are almost as old as 2 years up to more recent. So some of them have a little, not a lot. Like, I guess the oldest song, I mean, the youngest song on the album would be a few months old, but if you want to put Too Busy Dreaming in the making, it's been in the making for a little while now. Because the one of the first songs was made like 2 years ago.
Okay. And now, The Fortune and the Fame. I'm sorry, Song Yeezy. The Fortune and the Fame. That's the one about basically staying grounded and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So look, you shouted out Danielle in that song. I'll never forget it because. So how did she feel about that?
She's a fake thug. Like, she's a fake tough guy, tough girl. But she almost dropped a tear because I didn't really know. She's not like, you know, I mean, not like really thug, but you know what I mean. How y'all women like to play tough, like you don't want to. I ain't gonna drop a tear. I'm a big girl. Nah, she almost dropped a tear when she heard it, because we was in a car, actually, and it was still her birthday weekend when I played it. So she's just, like, talking trash. I missed her birthday, and the song is just playing. And then when she hit it, she just starts punching me in my arm, like, you know, trying to fight it back. And she was psyched, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to fight that back, because when I heard the ending, I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I really wanted to go, like her and a few of my other friends, like a few people, they were all out at a hookah bar, and they were just kind of celebrating, drinking, whatever, and I had to finish. Like, my engineer was leaving, like I said, on a project, and he was getting ready to move to New York, so he was, like, in the process of leaving, and just like I say on the song, like, that's exactly what happened. And it had to happen. I was just like, you know, you'll hate me for it now, but in the long run.
But was that already recorded, or was that like a freestyle? Like, did you just go in the booth and knock it out?
No. I already wrote the bars to the verses. Now, as far as then the hook wasn't recorded. We did the hook that day. Like, I went in there and spoke through the hook.
Okay.
Like, because originally the hook was just that sample, but my engineer, since he's a really good engineer, he did the little, you know, fusing, made the beat go down a little lower and kind of let me talk over the sample. So that was just right there, improv. We just came up with that on the spot, because originally the song was just the hook in the verses, but why not make it mean something, since that's the dilemma we was in?
Right.
Yeah.
See what I mean? That's the MC for you. So if you're just tuning
Go ahead. I was just like, I'm recently learning that, because I think sometimes as artists, we overthink things a lot. And the more you learn, and then, you know, you tune it to some of your favorite artists, like your up-and-coming favorite artists like Kendrick's and people like that. You just learn that there's really no rules. Like, you know, you will trap yourself into thinking it has to be perfect, or the song has to be finished perfectly, and, you know, it just has to be done that way. But no, like, you can give the element of you screwed up on a song, and you can leave it there. And, you know, and somebody cannot like it, and then somebody else can appreciate, because they could tell what you were doing when you messed up. So it's just a lot of things that I'm learning that's allowing me to open up with being more creative, because I feel like now it's no boundaries. Like, you don't have to like it, but if I like it and I think, you know, it has a sound that I think I can go with, I'm going to go with it and I'm going to try it out. So, you know.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and play Fortune and Fame, because that is one of my favorites off of Too Busy Dreaming. And if you're just tuning in, we're live with Fame, MC, rapper, whatever you want to call him, Fame. And on Twitter, he is Fame is Hip Hop. And this is a track from his latest project, Too Busy Dreaming, entitled Fortune and Fame.
Sometimes I feel like a myth close, then I open my eyes just to see the door close. Fortunate fame is more than just more clothes. Fortunate fame is more than just more hoes. I'm trying to build real estate, not see it foreclosed. Wishing on my lucky star, fuck is my four leaf clothes. We all chasing rainbows for that pot of gold. I'm just chasing my dreams, reaching for my allotted goals. Competitive spirit, I'm just trying to reach the goal. Define the things, one button can make the roof fold. Into your house, you gotta go through two doors. The ceilings inside is taller than like two floors. Two guard dogs, preferably two dope. On every song, I try to use at least two flows. You can hear the beat talking to you, true soul. Females continue to make my heart cold. I'm about to turn the lights off, telling my heart's closed. Nightlight, city life down U Street. Live band bar scene reminds me how it used to be. When it was you and me, now the picture's fuzzy. Damn, did we really just break up? Half drunk, did we really give our love up? Patron and lemonade, living life escapade. Fame or fortune, roll the dice, yeah, I'm on my way. It's crazy how shit work out, man. This song wasn't even about to make the tape, cause I ain't had a session for it. I made this record like 2 years ago in Atlanta. We found a beat like 30 minutes before my engineer had to go. And when I say go, I mean this man gotta get back to New York. So it's either like record this in 20 and have him give me a solid mix of 10, but this joint ain't making it. I used to want the fame for money, cars, fast women, bottle service, real estate. I wasn't tad driven by the superficial living until I obtained this all before the cash was given. Two cars in a house before 25, living like a dope boy. I ain't never sold a dime, just a 9 to 5, classes from 6 to 9. Then it's back to work for overtime. Yeah, I overgrind. Studio session spitting like I'm supposed to shine. Chasing dreams like fuck it, man, I know they mine. 4 hours of sleep, no sense of time. Red Bull in the prayer, foot on the gas, attempt to drive. Bright lights, TV screens, dancing with the stars. Everywhere you go, everyone knowing just who you are. Is this the life that I'm shooting for? A shooting star? Falling from the sky, living life like a movie star. So fly, I could look an eagle in its eye. Women chasing me like Shia LaBeouf from Eagle Eye. So many questions of what wins and whys. Between money and women, this thing can be your demise. Yeah, but it's still so appealing to me. I do this for the music, fame's an accessory. The money's just a tool, the lifestyle's a necessity. Well, at least I live successfully. The shit I do for this music, man. As an artist, our priorities don't always line up, but they tend to scatter a little bit. My best friend is literally celebrating her birthday as I speak, man. Like, we found this beat last minute, like I said, and it had to happen. Danielle, you know I love you. And I know you upset with me right now, but you're going to tell when you hit it.
Shout out to Danielle. BFF.
So, I wonder if really a little Tina here, I wonder if she's listening.
Hey, Danielle.
No, I think she has rehearsal tonight. Maybe not.
Well, she can always go back and listen to it. Just tell her to go to blogtalkradio.com/crazeradio and click on the link, and she can listen all she wants.
Cool.
You have so much soul, and I don't know if it's because like it's the DC thing. Like, you were born and raised in DC.
Born and raised in D.C. and P.G., Maryland. P.G. County is like the neighbor of D.C.
Like two
right
blocks down
of
the road.
Well, depending on where you are, like if you're coming off of Bennett Road or something like that, yeah. But, you know, I lived in D.C. and then I moved out to District Heights, Maryland, P.G. County. Shout out all my dudes over there, Ramblewood, Kiffin Parkway, all my fools in D.C., Gale Street, everywhere. My family's everywhere, so... You know, this is my home.
Yeah, so you have no choice but to have soul. Like, every artist, whether rapper or singer, that comes from that area is just, like, full of soul.
I mean, you know, it's Chocolate City.
No doubt.
Home of Chuck Brown. Marvin Gaye, you guys know that.
Marvin Gaye, yeah, everybody.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, speaking of, I guess, the history, who are some of the artists who, I guess, inspired you or, you know, I guess might have had an influence on how you sound and the type of music you put out?
Man, I'm a fan of music, so, I mean, I just have a lot of favorite artists. Of course, Jay-Z, Common, Khalid, all the way back to Rakim. Like, it just depends. Now us, so I mean, I'm just a fan, Biggie, Pac. So I don't want to say I rap like any of them dudes, but they've all been an influence all the way up until
right.
you know the newer MCs now. Like, I'm constantly influenced by just people who inspire me. If you're a great artist, then more than likely you're gonna inspire me to just want to make better music. So it never stops. Like, it never stops.
Okay.
Doesn't matter who it is. You come out like, you know, the feeling if you sat down and you listen to Good Kid, Mad City, when Kendrick put that out, like, you sit down and listen to an album like that and you're like, God damn, like, you know, it inspires you to just know that you got to keep going.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't stop. So,
true.
All the way down to my homeboys to do it, you know.
Who is
DC
name?
Has a lot of talent around here.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I'm sure you could put us on to some new kids in the game, too.
Oh, yeah. Shout out my homeboy G2 and Scholar from Detroit, G2. It's from PG County itself. They're at SOBs right now, actually, in New York at the Currency Show. They're both performing up there tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's a hot spot, right?
Yeah, that's like the stage you – it's
mm-hmm.
almost like the rite of passage. You grace that stage. Most of the artists
yeah.
that's on right now have graced that stage, you know. It's like a part of it.
And so are there well, I guess what I want to ask is, who is, like, some people that's out right now that you're listening to, that you're kind of, you know, I guess, I don't want to say in competition with, but you know how you have that artist and you're listening to them and, you know what I'm saying, something they do might make you want to be better, or who is that artist?
Like, what artist just makes me always want to go harder right now?
Yeah, like, I guess who are you listening to, basically? We won't even say who's pushing you. We'll just say, who are you listening to now?
Right now I'm listening to a few artists. Wale just dropped that for Lauren. I'm still getting involved in that. I haven't had a chance to give it the fair listen that it deserves yet because I've just been busy. T.I., Kendrick, and we're talking industry, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can speak on whoever. If you want to go underground, you can go underground.
The best
rap
rappers are underground anyway.
And you don't even have to stay within the, I guess, in the hip-hop realm. If you want to branch off and if you're listening to pop or...
I mean, honestly, I'm in competition. It's rap, the art of it is competition. Like, it's a competitive
yeah.
sport. It's all, you know, it's all love at the end of the day, but we're all trying to get, you know, to a common goal, but I also believe that it's room for
yeah.
everybody
oh, yeah.
to bring it what they have. So there's really no reason to ever actually hate another artist because they're doing their lane and you're doing yours, and you know it's room for everybody to do it. So, like I said, I'm inspired by, like, I love 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? Like, 2 Chainz, you turn in a 2 Chainz song, I'm gone. It's like I'm out of here. So it's like I said, it's the there's a lot of artists out right now that do not make the type of music that I make, but I'm fans of them. Like, I like Trinidad James. You know, it's just, it's a lot of music that
don't believe
I don't make
lie.
It, but I admire them because they make music that I don't make, so I get to enjoy that music for, the times that I have to enjoy
yeah.
it. Like, if I'm in a car
right.
and I'm in that mood, or if I'm out of the club, that's what I want to hear. I want that to come on in, and, you know, that's what you do. So, like I said, All of the artists that I can think of right now, which are, you know, your Coles, your Wale's, your Kendrick, Nas just dropped, to me, in my opinion, one of the best albums last year. Life is Good.
Yeah.
That was my next question.
What was the best album last year?
Kendrick tried to fight him at the end, but I still Life is Good did a lot for me. Like, I'm a Nas fan, so it really did. It did a lot for me. So I'm probably going to go with that right now. I might later might say, damn, I forgot that album came out. But right now, I'm going to go with Life is Good. But Good Kid, Mad City was right there. Like, that album shocked me when I heard it. Like, I was a fan of, you know, Section 82, but that album just, you know, it was just it was like a motion picture when I heard it. So, you know, that definitely did, you know, numbers. But,
Okay,
you know,
so we have a caller. Wait, I'm sorry. This Blog Talk Radio is like
let's
you talk all over each other and you really don't know it. But I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines because we have a caller that's been patiently waiting. caller, can you hear
Hello?
Me? Hey.
Yeah, what's up? I just want to give a shout out to my man Fame, man. Like, you know, much love and respect from VA, yo. We see you grinding, man. This shit is like inspiring, yo.
Appreciate that. This sounds like Josh. Is this Josh? Is this Stu Kid? You can't try to sneak in on the phone.
I was trying to do the incognito, man.
Hey, I see, man. You know, you can't do that, man. You too authentic. Nah, that's my homeboy Josh from George Mason, man. What's going on, man?
I'm all right, man. I'm sick now, man. I've been struck down with, like, a horrible cold, but I was like, yo, let me call in and show love right quick.
You was trying
hey,
to disguise your voice, Josh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, something don't sound right about this caller.
Come on, man. You got to get that under control. You can't be inviting people out to make fans tomorrow, and then you're going to be hacking and coughing on everybody, man. Get that together. Get you the third flu. Cover up.
Wait to go. Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Appreciate that, bro.
Man,
well, thanks for calling in, Josh. Do you want to give out your Twitter? Do you have any more shout outs or anything like that?
Nah, I just want to get back to wrestling, though. But it's all love, y'all. One love. All right, God
bless. Thanks for calling.
Peace.
Bye. Okay, so when Josh called, it's like the lines just blew up. So let's take another call. 678-431. You're live on the air.
What's good?
How you doing?
I'm great, man. What's up, Fave? This your boy John from Atlanta, man.
What's going on, John?
What's going on, man? No, Fave can rap with any of them. He got a song with my cousin Los out here that they did made 2 years ago like he was talking in Atlanta, man. He can switch it up, man. People slipping on Fave.
That's what happens that. See, you on that track when I said I made about 2 years ago in Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
I was with these dudes right here.
Okay.
That's my fam in Atlanta right here.
So, and what's your name again?
It's Jonathan, man.
Jonathan. Okay, yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Jonathan. Do you got, like, any shout-outs or, like, your Twitter or anything?
No shout-outs, man. The spotlight should be on the dude that y'all talking to.
Hey, appreciate that,
up.
Man.
Okay.
Tell Mr. Lowe I said what's up. We got to get back in that lab soon.
I got you.
All right.
Lots of love for you, Fame. I'm telling you, like, you're the best thing rap has seen since, I'm going to say, like, Tupac or something.
Hey, man, I'll embrace that. I'll receive that and embrace that.
Look, like
appreciate
I know what
that.
I'm talking about, right?
Look, whatever. Everybody feels some kind of way.
But look, me, though, that's what I'm saying.
I'll
because,
take that.
You know, I'm like R&B soul all day. But to me, that's how I feel, like, really.
Nah, it's always great when you could pull somebody out of their realm of love talking slow jams to, you know, to some hip-hop and they can enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
And that's what I was telling you a couple of weeks ago on Twitter, like, when I was listening to the album or whatever, and then I was going through and I came across that Otis Redding, and I'm like, what you know about that?
You know, that's my pops, man. He's a musician. He's always been into music. So, you know, old school, oldie but goodies, they never get old. That was the Friday night, him drinking in the basement, old school playing all day. I go down there and harass him when he with his friends because that's the best way to get some money out of him so he can show off in front of his friends, that type of thing. But y'all know, when it comes down to that, you know, it's that's one thing is this great growing up in a black household, because you know you're going to get your old schools, and when you're younger, you don't really appreciate it until you get old, and you're like, man, like, my father really put me on to some stuff that I didn't know was going to still be so relevant to me right now, so, yeah.
I love it. Okay, so what, if you had to choose, and I know it's probably hard for you to do, but if you had to choose a favorite off of Too Busy Dreaming, what would it be?
It changes all the time.
Okay.
Right now, it would be Dreaming Some More,
okay,
which is the outro.
Right. And
I mean, just pretty much, it was like my last thoughts, almost, you know, to where I left off at. Like, you know, I ended, and I'm saying, you know, I fell asleep at the door and started dreaming some more, and that's exactly where I'm at. I'm right there. Like, it's to be continued.
Right,
right,
part
here.
Two.
So, yeah, you know, so that is definitely probably my favorite track. But I like I said, they change, but right now, currently, that mm-hmm. is, that's my favorite track.
Okay. Do you have a favorite song, Yeezy?
Let's scroll back up so I can go see what the name of it was.
I like, well, I like them all. Let me first say that. But Glory stuck out to me. And, of course, Too Busy Dreaming. Like, I shed a tear at the end of that song now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Emotional.
And yeah.
I'm
that was
go
a hard
with,
one to me.
For now, I'm gonna go with The First Step.
That's a fan favorite.
And I really like Fortune and Fame, because those last couple of bars, fame is a tool, and I think music is a necessity or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stop there. Because I messed it up, but yeah, I really like how he ended Fortune and Fame. So, but I really want to say the First Step was like,
did you get a chance to see the video?
Oh, it's a video for it?
What,
yeah,
girl?
You
are my co-host. And you haven't been on my website to see the video that I posted yesterday or 2 days ago?
Listen, I just literally walked in the house, like, today. Like, I haven't been on the internet since probably Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So don't cheat yourself.
It's okay. I mean, they make smartphones. You can watch videos on smartphones and all of that, too. But it's
not
all
a smartphone I have.
We have company, and I'm not going to go there, but to anybody else that has not seen The First Step, you can go to mediacraze.me, and that's craze with a K. It's always a K, and watch the video. That's like a really, really good quality video. Not saying, I mean, you know what I'm saying, like, you're not signed to any label or anything like that, right?
No, but that's what I'm going for. Like, that's all I'm going for now is quality. So, because, I mean, like, we're in competition with the industry. So, you know, you can't compete with your neighbor and be like, you know, or be just trying to be the best person in your neighborhood. Like, it's our competition is Wayne, you know, Drake, Cole, whoever's the big name out there. That's who you're really competing with. So when you see my video, I may not have that huge budget, but you at least want to be able to say, wow, this, like you said, this looks like a real video.
Yeah.
Like a real
video,
not a,
definitely.
You know, so, and that allows the person to realize that you're taking your craft serious, because you're putting in the necessary, you know, work and the necessary quality to put out there to represent you.
Oh, I feel like I'm a student right now.
Yeah, I could listen to him talk like all day and all night. Just like school me, teach me everything.
I just want to be like preach.
Did you know he was like a poet or something like that too, Son Yeezy?
Yeah, I read that in his bio that, you know, he's his poetry to see, I'm researching. I've been trying to play me, son.
So, Fame, like, when did you first, like, okay, with the poetry you used to write or whatever, I'm assuming you still write, but when did you first put, like, any of your poems to music? Like, how long ago was that?
To be absolutely honest, I never really put the poetry to music. I kind of took my concept of using poetry and just started using that same type of method to make my songs. Like, I never tried to force it onto a beat, because the way I write, I normally write to the beat. Like, in whatever beat that I choose, it kind of sets the tone for where I'm gonna go with it. So it's kind of like I can apply a song to a beat, but it always comes out better, and it means more when I sit down with the track and the track kind of talks to me, and then from there, you know, I get the direction. And that way, when you listen to it, it sounds like I was in tune with the track and I wasn't just, like, kind of rapping over it.
Right, okay. So are there, like, any particular labels that you're shooting for or hoping for, or does it, like, does that matter?
I mean, of course, having a major label matters. Like, that's how, when we set out, when every person who set out to do this, we didn't set out to, you know, sell albums out of crate or be underground forever. Like, the machine of the industry is needed to an extent, you know, to get your music out to the masses. Right now, honestly, I'm just working on grinding and to, you know, until I get them to notice me. And at that time, I'll sit down and I think it'll really come down to what is the best opportunity.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of labels, great labels out there that I wouldn't mind being signed to. But, you know, it would really have to do with, you know, what's offered, because at the end of the day, you hear the kind of music I make. So to do that, it takes a special label to allow you to continue making that kind of music.
You have to be able to have creative control with content.
And you can't have that until you create that necessity that they need you more so than you need them, because then they let you, why do you need me? You need me because you love me for the reason that they love me, and if you get me to come to you and change up that, then they won't love me anymore. So, you know, you have to put the ball in your court and make them want you. You have to make them want to scout you.
Right.
You can chase a label, but when they come after you, you probably have a better chance. I've never sat down at a table with any execs, but you would probably, in my opinion, have a better chance of negotiating a better deal when they come after you. You create your crazy buzz, they come, they seek you out, and now you can sit down and say, okay, this is what I want. You came after me.
How long have you been creating your buzz? Like, when did you start, okay, I want to be a rapper, so let me start doing this? How long have you been doing that?
Honestly, I started really taking it serious the last 5 or 6 years, like, really taking it serious, but I'm a perfectionist, so I wouldn't really put out a project. Like, I would just put a song out here, a song out here, do some local, you know, open mics and, you know, stuff like that. But then everybody started, you know, I started getting the jokes like, oh, you know, this is the detox. He's never going to drop it. He just keeps putting out songs here and there. He's never going to drop a full project. So I was just, you know, me being a perfectionist to an extent crippled me a little bit. And I had to get to a point, and that's with the help of, you know, friends and everybody. And even with my father, because I had family to start to tell me stuff like, you know, my father, when he was younger, he worked on music. He didn't rap, but he sung, you know, jazz-type things, plays almost every instrument. So he has, you know, he had countless, endless music, but he never put any project out. Like, he never put anything out. He just has it. It was just there. And one day, one of my family members was like, you know, when your father was younger, he made a lot of music. You know he made music, but he kept it to himself, you know. And that kind of, it kind of hit me, because I noticed as the older I get, the more I'm starting to be like him.
The same
so
way.
I'm like, I don't want to do the same thing. Like, I have all these things to say to the world, or, you know, I feel like the people can grow from or build from, and it'll be selfish of me to keep that talent or that, you know, those words that God has given me to give out to myself, you know, so. I won't take my talent in vain. I'm just trying to do what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing, which is music.
That's what's up. When you talk, I feel like I need a tambourine, like I'm sitting on the front row.
A tambourine, really?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
And they make tambourines no more. They probably got like an electric, some sort of electric tambourine on the iPad now.
Yeah. Okay, so you know we silly, but we actually have another caller, so let's go to 240-643. You're on Craze Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Craze Radio?
Hey.
What's up, Fame?
What's
going on, bro?
How you feel, man?
I feel good, man. You know, bringing a new year in on a great note. Dropped the first step for that video on the first day of the year. You know, that's been getting good feedback. And it's got on some new blogs that I hadn't been on. So I feel good about that, man. Shooting the Glory video this weekend.
Nice. I just want to say, man, I'm really proud of what you've done. I'm glad you finally put the project out. You probably know who this is by now. But
yeah, this is
you know,
my brother, War.
Yeah, all day. You know, and I think that you have, you were talking about, you know, you really, really like Kendrick's project. You really like Nas's project. You have one of those. You have an Illmatic. You have a, you know,
yes.
And I think you're capable of putting out a project of that caliber. And I just want you to keep progressing and keep progressing until you have that, man, because I think you can be one of the greats. And, you know, and that's not just me speaking because I know you, just because I'm legitimately a fan.
He
you know,
already
so.
Is one of the greats.
Appreciate
there we go.
That, bro.
Already yeah. done. It's from your mouth to God's ears. So,
hey,
you know, keep doing your thing, brother.
And
thanks,
who are
bro.
You?
Appreciate
who are
that,
you?
Man.
Huh?
I didn't catch your name.
War.
War?
Yep. W-A-R.
Okay. Thanks for calling, War.
All right, thanks for having me.
And don't be a stranger to Craze Radio.
Oh, I won't.
All right. All right,
y'all.
Bye-bye.
Later.
War.
Everybody, I just...
War.
Don't
just got some type of chill to it when he said war.
Okay.
You know, create
okay.
the presence he's creating.
He got it. Okay, so Glory is the next video, right?
Yes.
And that's one of my personal favorites. So let me go
yeah,
ahead.
It's
and
one of mine, too. Definitely one of mine, too.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and play Glory. If you're just tuning in to Craze Radio, we've been talking with Fame. Check him out on Twitter. Fame is Hip Hop. His website is fameishiphop.com, and this is one of his singles from his new project mixtape album, Too Busy Dreaming, and it's called The Glory.
Yeah. These are the nights that you remember forever. These are the feelings you want to last forever. Share them with your niggas that you can laugh with and cry together. Raise your glass, get flat, live your life and then fly together. These are the times the shorty live for. If she died for you, then give her everything to live for. These are the times that I prepared for. Late night, early mornings, all so I can stay on course. To turn my dreams into reality. Yeah. I say of course. To turn my dreams into reality. I say of course.
I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building is 20 stories. I'ma tell my story. I don't do this for the glory. Cause everybody got a story. So my building's a lot of stories. Shit, I'ma tell my story.
Glasses up and toast to this, celebrating early. That shout I took ain't supposed to miss. Fourth quarter, I promise I'm on some Kobe shit.
Shy brothers grab that girl, approach her quick. Let her know she's everything you want and more. Her eyes telling the story and her body telling a million more. Open the door, sometimes opportunity comes but once around. Don't let that be the day that you decide to gun it down. The thought of her in that moment, it all goes run around. Inside your head until the sun is down. The sweet taste, the victory, the allure of the mystery. Make your tomorrow today till your yesterday's a history.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory, yeah. Cause everybody got a story, yeah. In my building is 20 stories, yeah. I'ma tell my story, yeah. I don't do this for the glory, yeah. Cause everybody got a story, yeah. In my building's a bunch of stories, yeah. Shit, I'ma tell my story, yeah.
Blue skies and look up in the sea forever. Long lines, they used to just feel like forever. 21 girls and forever 21, all getting in together, thinking, man, I need my shit together. Bitches be so quick to doubt a nigga. These bitches be so quick to down a nigga. Then you come back in that bubble when they all looking lost, wishing they had found a nigga. Use every little situation as your motivation. Give me your motive and I see the life is for the taking. And they don't give you shit. Either you making or they taking, or you winning or you losing. Make a date with success, tell that bitch you choose.
Hey, I don't do this for the glory, yeah. Cause everybody got a story, yeah. My building is 20 stories, yeah. I'ma tell my story, yeah. I don't do this for the glory, yeah. Cause everybody got a story, yeah. My building's 100 stories, yeah.
Shit, I'ma tell my story,
yeah.
Yeah, that was the glory with our favorite MC slash rapper Fame. That's what's up. I really, really love that song. I really, really do. Like I said, that came from Too Busy Dreaming, the new mixtape that's out. And we have Fame on the line. And I know your time is precious, so we're going to try to kind of wrap up a little bit.
Nah, I'm still here. I didn't go to the event, so, I mean, I'm still here. If I'm still welcome, I'm still here.
Oh, you're always welcome, you know.
And who is the guy who's featured on the Glory? Is it Scholar?
Oh, shout out to my boy Scholar. Scholar.
Scholar.
He's actually based out of Detroit. He's at Scholar313 on Twitter. He's a pretty talented MC. He raps, like he can sing, as you can see, but he's even more dope an MC. Like he could really
and
go.
I was just about to say, did I miss something?
No, he's just one of them. He's one of the people that happen to be blessed with that dual talent. You know, I struggle sing. You heard me try it on a Much Rather Dream, but I don't really sing. I just
yeah.
As long as you don't, long as you don't get no special effects.
Oh yeah, Fame. Can you like please promise me like whatever you do in your career, like no auto tune, please?
Oh, I promise I was gonna do my next tape all auto tune. Damn. All right, I got you. I got you.
Are you serious?
No.
I was about to say.
Oh my gosh, it's boring.
Right, I was about to say, I'm about to drop you and go back to Soulja Boy.
Oh, man.
So do you have, like, any upcoming shows or events that's going on?
Actually, I just did Blue Line Fest with my boy Scholar. We did the Glory. He had a set. He let me come up there and bless the stage with him. We did the Glory Blue Line Fest, which is a new festival. This was the first year. It was based in Springfield, Virginia. But I had some really heavy artists from the DMV out there, like a lot of talented artists. It was a two-day event. So I got a feeling that's going to grow to be something big eventually. Like, this was the first year, and it was pretty dope.
Okay.
So, you know. Every time I say dope now, I feel Danielle hates when I say dope. She wants me to find a new word. I told her that when it comes to hip hop, that word sums up so much without, you know, because there's only so many words. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't think it'll ever go away.
It's like, that's the only hip-hop sounding word that you use that sums it up for you. Like, okay, yeah. All right, you know.
Dope,
so,
dope, yeah, that's a solid word,
It just, it works. She hates it, though, but, you know, she'll be okay.
Well, I'm going to help Danielle out and find you another word.
That's what she said. She said, can you just find another one, just something? I went searching. You know, I had a lot of words up here, and I'm like, nope. None of them do it. They don't all do it the same. Like, so if you find me one and it works, I'm going to use that one. I won't say I'll bury the word dope. I'll just put it in my pocket and, you know, use it.
There is no substitute.
There is a lot of love for Fame on these phone lines. Like,
hey, that's to keep it coming. My Facebook fans are going to be mad. I totally forgot to share this link on my Facebook.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
yes. I'm
like
missing
I said
the whole demographic
before,
of callers.
I guess you'll have to come back.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. We have 571217. You're live on Craze Radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Just calling in, man. Gotta give a shout out to my little bro. What's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
Ain't much. I'm just calling in,
man.
You know, what's going on, boy? You know, I'm
cool,
one of the biggest fans. Trust me, ladies, this dude been grinding for a long time. Late nights in the studio, and all the success he's getting, he truly deserves it. He stays humble. It's my little bro. I love him to death, and he know I'm one of his biggest fans. So I had to call in. I'm sitting here listening to you, man. Don't worry about that link. I already posted it on everything I could, even your page.
But
I saw you ain't had nothing up here.
That's
so I took care of it. But just keep grinding, man, and keep doing your thing, bro. And like I said, stay humble. And you know, we out here. We going for you. We got your back, man. So keep doing your thing, little bro.
Already.
Thanks for calling. That's mad love. Like, since you said you're going to. Wait a minute. Is my mic acting up?
It is.
What do I sound like, a robot chicken?
Like,
no, you sound good right now. Every now and then you get this little, like, flutter type, like this little robotic type thing. I was like, you know, I don't know what type of cord you're using. Maybe you should get a gold tip. It kind of helps with that.
A what?
Like a gold tip. Like, I don't know if you're using a mic.
You
like
sassy,
it's a certain.
Huh?
It's a certain cord. No, like, because even, like, if you get a cord, when you're recording and you're using a certain type of mic, like the gold tip type cords, they help with that frequency interference that happens every once in a while. Because that same fluttering will happen when you're recording every once in a while, too. That's why I recognize it.
This is like a USB microphone, though.
Well, you know, I can't really.
So how am I supposed to solve that problem?
You know, just live with it. People know they're on the internet. I mean, it probably won't change it. Only way you'll probably do it is if you, like, go, since you're using a USB mic, you're not going through an interface, so you're probably going to deal with that, you know. But
yeah,
it happens every once in a while. It's not something that happens constantly, so people realize they're listening to an internet radio station, so they should be okay. They should know it's not, like, over the, you know, live air, so it's not that bad where it's happening that often that you, know.
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm all
paranoid. Yeah, you got me over here about to call
paranoid.
John Connor. I'm over here about to call John Connor to save my life.
What the hell is John
Connor?
Who is John Connor?
You need some cultural upgrading over there or something. You know, the guy who came to save the world from all the robots who came to destroy
life. I was playing with Barbie dolls. I don't know nothing about no robot.
You don't watch enough TV.
John Connor's pretty recent.
Yeah.
And they just, like, released that movie. I don't know if it was a remake, but.
Yeah, I actually think it was, I don't want to say it was a remake, but I want to say it was like a, you know, a spinoff for lack of a better term. You know, because the whole Terminator thing been in effect for forever, right?
Yeah.
So I guess it's like coming from that. I don't even know what his name. I'm sure his name in the movie was John, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
But anyway, get you a gold tip something.
I don't even know how.
Well, now that she backed down to USB, then that's not going to work. If you're not going through an interface, then you're not going to have a mic cord.
Well, she needs an interface then.
Excuse me?
There you go.
Yeah,
we go. So easy, get her, man.
Interface and a switchboard. Okay.
No.
You need it all. Eventually, you know you're going to have to upgrade to this stuff anyway. So you need to, but start with an interface, though. That's the most important part.
You really acting like you know what you're talking about.
I'm saying you got to get that gold tip, Ma.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow.
So, if there's, what do you want everybody to know about Fame?
I want them to know that I'm coming into the hip hop game. I plan to be around for a while, God willing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just want them to just know that I'm serious about it. I want them to know that I've definitely come to try to stand apart from the norm of what you hear all the time. You know, some will love me for it and some will hate me for it, but I've learned that this as many people hate you is, on the other hand, it's that many people that love you. So it's enough people in the world that everyone doesn't have to like me, and I'll be okay.
Right.
So I just want them to know that I'm here to, you know, bring you quality product, and I hope you enjoy it. And if not, at least you listen. Oh, every time I say that, I think about the Trinidad line when he's on his tape when he says, he says something like, he hope you enjoyed it, and at least you, if you didn't, at least you still listen. Fuck, nigga, I was like,
you
oh,
talking
man,
about the song where he just starts talking in the middle of the damn song?
I think this one is called Giving No Fucks.
That's
like the last the song before the last song on the tape.
She probably bailed before it actually had time to get to that point.
Yeah. If I don't get it in the first 10, 15 seconds, I can't do it.
Oh, you gone. You on to the next. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so look. I'm kind of enjoying going to the phone lines because, like, everybody loves Fame. So let's go
that's cool,
to
202-330.
You are live on Crazed Radio. Hello.
202-330.
I'm going to need for them to call back and mute.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Some of your people.
I mean, yeah, but 202-330.
Yeah, it's like all up
know.
From the TMV area.
They probably been on hold so long that they had the phone on speaker and then stepped away and came back. You know?
Oh,
it's 2013. It's time to pay attention, people. Oh,
hey.
Sorry. I kind of got caught up in the new year. You know how every time you say something, you got to follow it up by, it's 2013. This how you got to act.
Oh, I don't really do all that, but I guess.
Yeah, it's just her.
It's tomorrow. It's the next day.
Yeah. It's Friday. Yeah. It's first Friday in 2013. I got to go out tonight.
You know, that people operate off that. We just need justification to get it out there. Like, if we could justify it, you could do anything. It don't matter. Man. My job let us off 2 hours early today, and we got to do happy hour. You don't have to, but, you know, it made it sound right, so let's go.
Okay, then call back. So let's try 202-330. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
My name is Trinity.
Trinity?
Oh,
did she
that's
say
my
Trinity?
Beautiful niece. It's Trinity.
Hey, Trinity.
I just want to say I'm proud of my uncle.
Oh.
And that I hope he keeps doing what he's doing. And that he keeps doing what he's doing.
Thank you so much, sir. That is so nice and sweet. I love you. That's very special. I love that little girl to pieces. Yeah.
Thank you, Trinity.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Trey.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
That is so sweet. I'm like, aww.
Yes. That is my
wow.
little young niece.
Yeah, how old is she?
She's really in tune with me for some reason. These are the moments when I wish I had clean versions of my tape because she really is in tune with me. Like, she's so proud of me. Like, she goes, like, and I say this because she'll go over, like, my sister was telling me that she'll go over to, like, her friend's house and
mm-hmm.
play all my videos and stuff to her young friends. And she's like 7.
Wow.
But she's so proud. Like, you know how kids go through stages where they kind of don't like you at one stage when they're really young. They know you, then they cry a lot when they're younger, maybe, and then they get to a stage where they love you, and then they kind of get kind of like their attitude is like, I don't know. Kids go through different stages. She's never changed with me. Like, out of my nieces and nephews, she has loved me from the second I've held her. She's never given me any attitude since I've known her life. So I don't know what it's about. And she remembers everything.
So well, that's because you dope, you know?
Oh, well, you know, I appreciate that.
I just had to throw that in there.
I appreciate okay. that. I'll take that.
All right, one more
y'all
caller.
Dope too. Y'all dope. Y'all let me be dope on your show. You know, y'all got a dope show. Y'all funny girls.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's
I think I had one of my friends. I think one of my friends tweeted that.
Your friend what?
One of my friends tweeted that. I seen him tweet, these girls are hilarious.
It's just the beginning. It'll get a lot better. Let's go to the phone line, 301-536. You're live on the air.
Hey, Uncle Wallace, this Tia. I just wanted to say that I love you.
I'm
a
beautiful niece. This is awesome.
I'm in here, doing my head, listening to y'all, John laughing. Y'all crazy. Yeah, glory do go to.
Oh, man. Thank you, T.
That is so
that.
Wonderful.
Thanks, T.
You're welcome, but I'm going to let you finish getting back to all your calls. You know the DMV love you.
All right, I'll let y'all back.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, so let me find. I'm about to become like an adopted member of y'all family,
right? So we can get some support.
So I can get the niece.
They really,
call up
when I say, they're genuinely proud of me. Like that's what, and it keeps a smile on my face when your like your family and even like your younger siblings and you know different things. Like when they're genuinely proud of you, like they can't believe it. It's like they're seeing to them. It's like they're seeing this star happen in front of them. So it's like they're like, you know. So and that's great, man. And I feel like when you got support from your family and your friends, then it's no way you can't go.
Yeah, I was just about
really,
to
that's
say.
That's the most important part.
I was about to say, when you have, like, your family support, you know, especially, like, that tight, immediate family support, that's, like, the best feeling in the world, so.
Yeah, it is. Can't beat it. Because when I go, Thanksgiving and Christmas, they treat me like I'm a star, and I got to tell them. And I'll say, come on, I'm not a star. They're like, don't say that you are. Like, you know, even when I went to you know, one of my cousin's funerals not too long ago. Like, my family reacts like that, even when I come to an event like that. And I'm like, you know, it's weird.
VIP status at the funeral? Like, cool.
I mean, they just recognize me as fame. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they're like, you know, you see them tap, like, they go my cousin. And I'm just like, man, like, I'm really not, you know, anywhere right now. But, I mean, I've learned to embrace that, though, because. I feel like these are going to be some of the most special moments anyway.
Yeah,
so,
they are.
These are the moments you went the last hour. Oh, that was a plug from the glory.
Yes. I was like, okay. I can't remember which song it was. Was it Fortune and Fame? Or, oh, God, I can't remember. But you was like, you said some quote at the end, and you was like, I bet you don't know where that quote came from. You know what I'm talking about? No.
Bet you don't know where that quote
was
came
from.
Art? Definitely where it starts is when I'm talking in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember, but when I play it again,
I'm gonna ask him a question and he don't know what the question is.
Because I'm confused. She says, I bet you don't know where that came from.
Because it, oh God, it just popped up. Like when he was talking about that, it just popped up in my brain or whatever, and I thought about it. Because I remember Googling it. Like I copied and pasted it and tried to Google to see if I could find where the quote came from.
So, oh, you talking about uneven bars.
That's
at
probably
the very
what it was.
End of
that's
it,
the
when I say,
right?
Too busy dreaming coming soon. When I say, rest in peace, Heath Ledger, Google my last quote.
Yes.
It was just a playoff of
Batman.
A playoff of the last bar when I say what's that last bar? It's a shame I forget my words sometimes. Yeah, there you go. Once you play it, I'll be able to answer this question better for you.
Okay. So let's go to Uneven Bars by Fame. Like I said, it's on the Too Busy Dreaming mixtape.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready. Yeah.
See, I ain't got time for it. Big green so bright, I need time for it. I need to see me surface, time to lawnmow it. I love a bad chick, model contour it. Looking at my life, man, I pray I don't blow it. Looking at this chick, hoping that she gon' blow it. Temptation's a bitch, especially when she's on fours trying to get a grip. But it's hard when you on floors reaching for that drink. Just make sure it's conjure, need to numb it all. Just for me to pull through it, usually drink that white or that French. That's that bonjour till I get it right. I'm on that fence like Corey, don't do it. Mr. Feeny, my whole demeanor. These bitches got whole demeanors. I really mean it. Not to sell demeanor. Feed them good meals and they give them penis. They expect to be wifey, but fellatio for them Nikes. Nah. That's not the way you get it done. I hate to see you do it wrong. If I had a bed big enough, I'd probably show them all. But for now, they just be showing off. Hopping out my whip with my chick, and she models off. Far from being Jewish, but equivalent to a mazel tov. That's a blessing. And I'm putting on till I'm signing off. These niggas dropping a headache, I spit that Tylenol. What does it take when you nearly lost it all? To bounce back on your feet and mimic a ground ball. You succumb to it all, I done blew through them all. To barely shopping at all, to losing a couple jobs. Almost losing my home and waking up in the dark. Electricity gone and I'm just praying to God like... All my life I work hard, Father. But this right here is getting hard, Father. Still, y'all would never notice. I stay focused through it all. Every time I'm in public, still fresher than them all, y'all know. So I disappear off the grid, still remaining a student. Live my life as a truant, still remaining the truest. These other niggas be Judas. They walk around looking foolish. I'm looking at them and laughing. The hand slap of a bastard is what's deserving to them. But I'm not the one to serve it to them. Huh, they put their hand out, but they never reach their hand out. Never been one for handout, cause that's not what a man's about. Or is it just a man's about? I work these bars like uneven bars. Bar for bars in an even odd. Most these niggas don't believe in God. What makes it worse is that ain't even odd. You take that chance that uneven odd. So provoking, I speak the truth, let it soak in. You niggas barely breathing, inhale, inhale until you choking. Live my life full of hope, you live your life like a joke. Rest in peace to Heath Ledger and Google my last quote.
Too busy dreaming on the way.
Okay. Yeah, that's it right there.
Okay. Well, that was Uneven Bars. That's the bonus track on Too Busy Dreaming. It's right after the outro. That line, Google my last quote. It's his dual meanings because, you know, I say rest in peace to Heath Ledger. Google
right.
My last quote because I said that these niggas live life like a joke and Heath Ledger was the Joker.
The Joker.
And say rest in peace to Heath Ledger. Google my last quote. If you Google Heath Ledger, you'll realize he was the Joker. You'll get that line. Or too busy dreaming coming soon. At the time when I said it, if you would have Googled it, you would have found something that said Too Busy Dreaming was coming soon with some video that went with it. I had a promo video. So it kind of had two different meanings to it. Any way you wanted to go, you would have Googled the last quote or the one prior to it. You know, you would have got something out of it. Or not, But at least in my mind, when I said it, I thought that's what people would get from it.
I think I Googled the wrong part. That's probably why I didn't get any results.
What did you Google?
None?
I don't remember. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
that
man.
Was...
It's only like one or two things you could Google.
That was so long ago. That was like a couple of weeks ago.
What's this mean?
I was like, I can't find it. I can't find it.
And I have a video for that as well, Uneven Bars. Oh, and how can I not do that? My video team that I've been using that's giving you those quality videos is the Media Experience. And their website is www.themdxp.com.
Okay.
X like... X marks this by X. And that's short for the media experience. Because you can go to it via www.themediaexperience.com, but that's the short version of it that takes you to their website. Because if you do it the other way, it's spelled with an X. It's not EX, it starts with an X, themediaexperience.com.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going to check
man,
them out.
Man, them guys are dope. They was a blessing. It was through Danielle's cousin who knew him, and it was just a small world, and then we linked up, and here we go. They've shot
a
promo video for me. Again, they've shot a promo video for me, Uneven Bars, The First Step. We just did some work down at the Fridge DC, which is a dope art gallery. Cool guy that owns it in DC. It's in Northeast, right off 8th Street.
Okay.
They was the videographers for this interview that I just did that's supposed to post with Washington City Paper and a blog in the near future. And we did some short video for Time that went along with the interview, and then another short video for I Want It All that went along with the intro where it starts. Some cool stuff they put together. So definitely more work coming. More work coming. We're working.
Definitely.
We're looking to shoot. We're looking to shoot Looking Up to You video in February. So.
Which one? Looking Up to You?
Looking Up to You featuring Naira.
Okay.
She's based out of ATL. That track, I wasn't necessarily going to use it, but I've just been getting people saying, hey, you should do something with this. And they happen to play, someone chose that song and played it on the radio on 93.9 here. At least I was called and told and texted and told, hey, I just heard you on the radio, your Superman song or something. I'm like, huh? And then I was like, oh, okay. So, it's one of the softer tracks on the album. So, I mean, I don't really have any per se hard tracks on the album, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
One of the softer tracks on the album.
I also like I Don't Know.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. When I listen to that song, now I don't like smoke marijuana or nothing like that. But
oh, you don't, do you?
No. But
at least not on Blog Talk Radio.
The vibe of that song, I just like wanted to turn the lights out and lay back and smoke some reefer, like not even a blunt. I wanted to smoke some reefer. That's like so. Oh my god!
What is
I enjoy the art of that, and I purposely let it bleed out like that at the end to kind of trance it out, because I enjoy the artist who originally created that song. His name is James Blake, and I was immediately a fan of it because that's all it says. And it has nothing else to it. It's just that. So I was like, this has to be like a song. Like, it speaks to me so much. It has to be a body of work. So I chopped that up and made it what it was. It definitely.
What type of artist is James Blake? He's like
he's like an R&B soul / different. He's just different. Like, if you Google his music, he's just different. He makes different music. He's from a background of music. He's from the UK, and he makes different music. Like, he has another song he did. I think it's called A Case of You or something. It's crazy, man. Like, just, mm-hmm. he just makes some great music. And I think he remade that song, but it's just his voice and the way he does it, he delivers it, it's just like, you know, it works.
Yeah, like.
He has a gift.
I'm going to Google him and, like, get some of his music.
Yeah.
And
anybody who makes you listen to a song that says the same words in different ways with
mm-hmm.
reverb effects added to it for, like, damn near 8 minutes has to be good.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Like, give me some rolling papers and a lighter.
That just shows you where creativity comes from, because I was watching Entourage this when I found it, when it popped up, and I was like, it's like it's the end of one of the episodes where one of the dudes on the show that episode killed himself in the bathroom, and it went off, and it was like, I don't know about my dreams. Like, what the heck? I immediately Googled that to find out what it was, who it was, and became a fan that very moment, and then, you know, took my artistry and made my own piece of work from it.
Yeah. Well, I am so glad that you were watching Entourage that night because, like, I do feel like once I Google him and get some of his music, I'm going to become a James Blake fan too. So,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but definitely go Google A Case of You. I think it's A Case of You. Here's a video for it. The video is crazy.
Okay. I wrote that down, so
yeah.
That's definitely going to be next. Yes, and checking it
for pad and the tambourine.
Oh, you know what? Okay, well, one thing we did not discuss with you is the whole the competition that you won a couple of years ago. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, 2011, February. DMV Diamond in the Rough competition. It was a 368 Music Group partnered up with World Star Hip Hop, and it was one other entity involved in that from this area. but 368 is Raheem Devon's record label, and they were coupled up with World Star Hip Hop, and it was a battle. It was like a battle of like 18 MCs, 18 rappers. And you just had to go up there with your, whatever you felt your best song was, and perform it live in front of a panel. It was like three judges. They were all, like, I can't remember exactly who it was. I know it was like DJ Money and them up there. It was a lot of people, just, you know, prominent people from the DMV area in the building. And everybody, you know, everybody was just in there. You know, at that time, it was like everybody just had a certain sound. And I went in there because, like I said, I had some what I think are turn-up songs that I made to take in there. And I kept thinking about what was I going to perform. And everybody's just in there shooting up everything and doing whatever, you know, doing what they do. And I was like, that's their lane, though. So if I go in there trying to take one of my, quote-unquote, turn-up type songs, it is not going to feel as good, because that's what they sit down and try to perfect, how to make those types of songs.
Yeah.
I just make what I feel. So that song might not come off, you know, it might not display the best me. So I did the first step. And it was like I was talking to everybody in there.
Wow.
It was a hard competition, too, because I had two friends that both rapped that went before me and after me. I mean, but it's, you know, all is fair in this hip hop thing, like it's competition still. So, and they went before and after me, and you know, I beat them out too. But I mean, it was a great feeling, man. I did not go expecting to win. I was saying to myself, I want to go because I felt like it was people in the area that I just wanted to hear me. Like, you know, some of the people that are known in the area, because areas can be really cliquish in the music industry. Like, within that area, like, the people who know each other are the relevant people, and they don't really let you in until you make yourself relevant. So I was like, I wanted those, quote-unquote, relevant ears to hear my material, because I know that my friends and some locals had heard it, but people at that level in this area hadn't heard anything. So I said, if anything, I'm not going here to win. You know, I'm just going to go here to perform just so they can hear me, and I'm going to leave. Like, that was it. And I remember saying a quick prayer before my performance. I was in the bathroom, like, on that Eminem-type situation at 8 Mile, just like, man, you know. And I did the first step, and it apparently it shook him up a little bit because it was like almost a hands down type situation.
Wow.
They did it, and it was a great feeling, man. And I was supposed to have a video air on World Star Hip Hop, and some free studio time with one of the local studios, and I still haven't received any of those things, though.
Oh.
I feel like if I reached out, I still could. I don't know if there was an expiration date on it, but I didn't receive any of those things. Partly my fault because I just didn't reach out. I wasn't done with the proper material. But I feel like as a man, and these were men who were in a position to give these things, you have to stand to your word. So
exactly.
I feel like when I do decide to reach out and say, you know that video that I won that was supposed to go on World Star, I'm going to need that. Then I should be able to get that, the video shot for me and the World Star appearance. And, you know, I'm going to try that out and see how that works now that I bring it up to myself. I could use that right now.
Right.
I think this is the time. This is definitely the time. I would have loved for the first step to have been on World Star so that the World Star haters can shoot it, stick their claws into it, and pick it apart.
So first step is not on World Star?
No, it's not on World Star. I mean, it could get put on World Star, but it's not on World Star. Like, anybody can get on World Star. I think it's some type of fee that you pay or something if you're not if you're not plugged in through somebody else, or if you're not relevant enough for them to want to put it on there. But I'm not sure. I actually never even tried because I've never really fallen into the hype of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I feel like certain demographic goes to the site, and you know, most of them chew everybody's up and coming person's videos apart. And I didn't really ever care to do it, but I mean, you know, one of these days it'll pop. One of them will pop up on there.
Yeah,
it's
World
always
Star,
a good look.
Need
get you a lot
to,
of views. Get you a lot of views. So,
I'm gonna need for y'all to get it together because fame is what it is right now, and will be in the years to come. Quote me on that.
I received that.
Yep.
Well, oh my God, like I don't even want to end this chit chat. You know what I'm saying? Like
you said, I can come back. I have other things going on, and I definitely, whenever I'm welcome back, I'll definitely come back.
You're always welcome, like, whenever you want to come. I mean, we're family now, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so when I come opening up your refrigerator, trying to get some leftovers, and I'm popping up at your door 2 a.m, like, hey, cuz, open the door, like, don't be acting crazy.
Bring some food with you, because you're not going to find any.
See, we really are family. You just like my dad. No, I'm just like.
Yeah, bring some with you, because
everybody know I raid the refrigerator when I come over. That's what I'm going to do. I'm open up. My brother-in-law and them call me Theo Huxtable, because I'm going to come in, and I'm going to make a sandwich, and, you know, I'm going to make myself at home. I'm going to eat your little Debbie's in the cabinet.
Oh, wow.
You know, whatever you got.
Fudge round.
There you go. Classic, see? Classic.
Well, it's been real, Fame. This is my second interview ever on Craze Radio. Like, we've only been a station for a month now, so we really, really, really appreciate it.
I mean, I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. Like, I really enjoyed myself. Y'all are some good girls. Y'all funny. You know, I didn't even realize I've been on, you know, been on here with y'all for about an hour and a half, so it's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so give out all of your social media and your websites and your plugs and your shout-outs and everything you want everybody to know.
Okay, well, first off, follow me on Twitter. That's at Fame Is Hip Hop, FAME Is Hip Hop, all one word. FamousHipHop.com, which is still under construction. Like, it's up, but it's still not completely finished, partly
nice,
because
though.
I'm doing it myself. So if there are any web designers out there that's listening right now and he just wants to come and couple up with me real quick and get that out the way for me, you're more than welcome to do it for free.
I'm going to call you later. Look, I'm going to call you later about that.
Because I was messing with it, but I had to finish up stuff with the project, but I definitely wanted to have the website together because it's going to be attached to my material. So, right. You know, it's up, the face of it is up, and then I'll get to adding, you know, particulars in over time or whenever someone decides they want to help me out with that. So that's famoushiphop.com. Fame is hip hop on Twitter, YouTube.com/famoushiphop, ReverbNation.com/famoushiphop, Facebook.com/famoushiphop. Any of those sites that you go on is famous hip hop.
Famous hip hop. What about MySpace?
Come on.
Really?
Come on.
What? Look, I read the other day that MySpace.
All fake people on there. Like, I almost got jumped the last time I peeked in there. Like, they were trying to give me credit cards, free Jordans, and everything.
MySpace is where all the people from Catfish post their pictures.
No, but no.
Are you kidding me?
It's not a famous hip hop on there. I'm not even going to discuss that anymore. Shout out to Tom.
Black Planet.
Oh, come on.
Really?
You're probably too young to know about Black Planet.
See, look. Black Planet, first of all, they got Black Planet Radio here in D.C. They coupled up with 93.9. That's how we get out online.
Yeah, I know. They're taking over, I think it's like Radio 1 or something like that.
Yeah. See, you might be on that one day.
But why do they name
Hey Now.
Go ahead. Do that. But, man, I mean, I'm hip. But, okay. No, the relevant sites. All of the relevant ones.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
Yes, YouTube.com. / famous hip hop, or is it forward slash? Whatever slash that is.
It's forward slash.
Forward slash. There you go. Mm-hmm. It is. Okay. Yeah. So all of those are famous hip hop, and fameishiphop.bandcamp.com. You can go there and get the whole mixtape. You can stream it. My boy Skylar helped me put up the background and stuff on there. It has a real professional look to it. When you go on there, it's like, okay. He takes it serious.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
That's where I got my download from.
Yeah, see? You did. You were one of my first purchasers. I really did appreciate that.
Okay. I feel special.
Mm-hmm. I think you started a trend because after the first two girls bought it, I was like, yeah. Then a guy bought it. I'm like, oh, man, make me some extra little pocket change. You know, I filter that right back in the music. Like, you know, on Facebook, they let you pay to promote now. Those little $5 here to keep your video at the top of people's
screen. Yeah, I do that too sometimes.
I filter that money that y'all give me right back into it. So, you know,
that's
that works.
What's up.
Yeah.
You're so smart. And talented. And gifted.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Anything you want to say, Son Yeezy?
It's been a pleasure, Fame.
Son Yeezy. She about to change
as
her name,
well.
By the way.
Yeah.
I know we're going to work on an acronym
if I could
for
it.
I was listening.
I was tuned in.
I'm going to help you work on an acronym. We can't do one for that, though. That's too many letters. All those
letters.
E's, I don't know what to do with those.
It's 15 E's and 35 Z's.
All right.
Okay, well.
But no, I definitely appreciate y'all for having me. And, you know, whenever y'all want me back or whenever, you know, I'm here right now.
All right, we'll call you tomorrow.
All right. That works, whatever works.
Okay, well, definitely stay in touch. You have our support to the fullest. We love your music. We're going to promote it as much as we can. I want to play one more song. And do you have a selection you want me to play?
Let's see. What haven't they heard that I want them to hear? What do you think about Time?
Which one?
Time. What do you think about Time? I know you closed out the show last time while Overdreaming.
Let's see. Time. I don't know if I uploaded that one.
Well, what do you have?
Oh, I do have it. Okay. So you want to end with time? I was thinking about I don't know, but
Do that one. That's perfect. We didn't talk about
I
don't know.
I'll play that one too.
No, do that because we didn't talk about it, and then maybe listeners that haven't heard it, and you all slicing it, and now they're like, well, where's I don't know? Then you keep talking about it. Play it.
Right. So now everybody about to be smoking reefer after the song go off.
Look, man, I ain't judging them. Just, you know, whatever your vice is.
Okay, Fame. So, go ahead and introduce this song. And like I said, we really, really appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight. Don't be a stranger. All of that good stuff.
Right,
and
I appreciate y'all as well.
Send your people to mediacraze.me as well, and I'll try to put up all the links and websites that you gave us tonight.
That's a bet. And a shout out to everybody that tuned in and listened, whether I know you or not know you, and all of my supporters, Team Famous Hip Hop, and you know anybody that's behind me that's helping me push this project. Music means the world to me. Music is my life, and I love life. So, you know, that's about it. And the next track that they're about to play to close out the show, Too Busy Dreaming, Too Busy Dreaming mixtape album, whatever you want to call it. Is I Don't Know featuring James Blake.
There it is.
Everything gon' seem perfect, and everything you went through will seem worth it. All that shit you went through will just bring you up the surface. Yeah, it'll be perfect. All of those nights in the studio, all of those fights with those stupid hoes, all these niggas acting like they auditioning for movie roles, and you just yelling cut, cause we ain't got no room for those. Pushing it to the point where there's no return. Dishing out money in turn, get no returns. Minor setback, had to take a step back. Bills keep coming in, income dwindling. That's when the craziest shit'll come to mind. Wish a nigga would try to come for mine. Still I'm scrambling, searching for a comfort mind. Instead of finding no peace like a room full of middle fingers. Trying to build it from the ground up, you playing Jenga. Swim good on repeat, I live where he speaks. Listening to words from a decent singer. This shit is fucked up, shit is all fucked up. As I put it in perspective while I'm trying to find the meaning. Instead I'm haunted by these thoughts from a fucking demon. And you don't understand what it feels like. And if you understand what it feels like, then you understand why I feel like. I'm trying to buy a bottle, but my car no do. I'm trying to buy a table, but the rent is due. And that's what the option to buy. What these niggas know about an escrow. Sneaker money spending while they tricking on they best hoe. And these be them niggas talking like so. Fuck this nigga about to drop the detox. What's taking this nigga so long? He been rapping for a couple years. This nigga only dropped a couple songs. And it's the shit I'm hearing on the daily. But I pay that shit no mind, cause patience is of the mind. And them niggas going nowhere fast, I just begun to shine. Wait, and these niggas probably call that shit depressing. I tell these niggas take this shit as a lesson. To have everything your shit start to fall apart. You try to piece it back together, then you see you missing parts. I'm thinking with my brain, speaking from my heart. A couple steps past where these niggas about to start. I laugh low when these niggas try to stun on me. They playing catch up, these niggas ain't got nothing on me. Niggas been speaking for me for years. I probably got a nigga in your crew that'll stunt for me. Shit, and that's just me being modest. We all know the weakest motherfuckers try the hardest. Yeah, but I don't judge these niggas, I grant them pardons. I love to see phony niggas expose themselves. They never notice that you notice, cause they don't know themselves. So how could you tell me what I feel like when they don't know what they feel like? All I know is that I feel like, feel like.
All I know is I'm falling, 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 falling. Might as well fall. I don't know about my love. I don't know about my love anymore. All I know is I'm falling, 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 falling. Might as well fall. I don't know about my dreams. I don't know about my dreams anymore. All that I know is I'm falling, 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 falling.
I Don't Know by DC's MC slash rapper Fame on his new project mixtape, Too Busy Dreaming. Go to fameishiphop.com to get all of the information on that and follow him on Twitter at fameishiphop. We really, really appreciate him for stopping by tonight. We had a really, really good time. And this is Christy Love, and we'll catch you later. Bye-bye.